for me, if your idea of God's love and God's grace isn't getting bigger, then what is that? You know, God's love to me, the older I get, the more I learn about the world, my idea of God and my experience of God just gets bigger. It doesn't get smaller, it gets bigger. And if yours is getting smaller, then that to me feels like not very true to the human experience. And so I wrote this song called All Are Welcome. And when I first started writing it, this was autobiographical, because I said, you know, I start going through these lyrics and I say, even though I haven't read my Bible in a year, that's me. I hadn't read my Bible in a year, and I'm feeling embarrassed to walk to church because I'm thinking, man, these people are going to judge me. I couldn't find Corinthians in the Bible if I tried. Even though my parents are some hippies of New Age, those are my parents. Good, bad, right, or wrong, my parents are in this movement that people say is of the devil. So is this a place? Can I come to church and have you not judge me for my family? Is the kingdom really big enough for me? And that's a question that I think all of us have to some degree, but it's one that I live with a lot, because there's times where I can feel a little out of place in church, you know, with my little weird baggage that I bring. Once you realize that we all bring a little bit of weird baggage, then we can all come together and experience the one who loves us in spite of our baggage. So this song is called All Are Welcome. I hope that it can speak to those people who feel a little bit alienated from the church, that they might feel welcome back, to say, this is a place for you.
It says in the Bible that all are welcome. All are welcome and invited to the table to eat. Have a welcome place waiting for me here. Even though you saw me at the bar last week, do I still have a place that's safe for me to speak? Even though I cursed on the court playing ball, do I still have a place that'll care for me at all? Even though my parents are some hippies of New Age, burning incense, can this still be my place? Even though I feel a little different than you, can this still be a place where I can feel renewed? And even though I shout during service in my wheelchair, can this be the place for me where people still care? Do I still have a place to learn about God's text? Even though my wife and I can't get along, do we still have a place to come and sing God's song? And even though I have a personality disorder, do I still have a place to bathe in God's water? Even though HIV is affecting me, do I have a place to go where I can finally be free? And even though I'm homeless and I struggle to eat, do I still have a place to keep me off of the street? And even though I can't speak English that well, do I still have a place where I can come and get help?
Come.
Do I still have a place here on the church squad? Even though I sit, contemplate, and don't sing, do I still have a place where I can come and do my thing? And even though we're all sinners and we fall short, church should be a place where we can come to the Lord, break bread together, sing hymns together, all of God's children, bring them together. Even though sometimes I can't run the race, I'm still God's child, so this is still my place.
Come.
Welcome from the CD Many Rooms. It's performed by Agape, which is David Cher, and you can find him at his website, hiphopoutreach.com. He's with us here today for Song of the Soul, sharing the music of his spiritual journey and his faith. And he spends a lot of time up there on stage sharing all of this music and I think testifying a lot.